Good morning, everyone. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we just offer you up this morning and this whole day, God. And we are here today, Lord, because we just desire you, Lord. We want to draw near you, God. We want to be intimate with you, Lord. And we realize just how much we need you, Lord. Just the dependency that we need upon you, God. And Lord, we just ask that you would come and draw us near you as well, Lord. And we thank you that you are always pursuing us. And we just are open, Lord, to whatever and however that you may speak to us today, Lord. Just come, Holy Spirit. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So something that we've, or for me, especially in house church, and as we are in community, and as we meet, especially those who are, growing in their faith and are on fire on their faith, we've seen, I guess, God's favor in people's life, right? It's not just coincidence, but It's something that God is supernaturally doing. And I've seen it time and time again where people are like stuck, especially when it has to do with career. But they're like stuck in some career. They're stuck in they're stuck in Shenzhen. And there's nothing wrong with Shenzhen, but it's just a far commute to Hong Kong, right? And God just, as they start praying and as they start seeking God in desperation, God just seems to keep doing stuff in their life, whether it be very opportune meetings and moments, and just their careers take a drastic turn, and you see, and no doubt, you're like, that's God. And I've seen it time and time again, even for people who, they used to be in like finance and they want to get into fashion, for example, or basically unrelated thing, but somehow God just does crazy things, and not only do they enter this new industry that they have no experience in, but somehow they're like, you know, like the CEO, for example. So we've seen this time and time again. Like God's just crazy favor and blessing and working in people's life. But at the same time, I've also seen, and it seems like there's some people when they, I guess after they take their life a little bit more for granted and they receive the blessing and they start to, I guess, be a little bit more self-reliant. And, you know, suddenly where before they're so open to whatever the Holy Spirit, whatever the church, and they're just wanting to serve, and suddenly they're like, oh no, I'm so busy right now. Oh, I don't know if I can really make that commitment. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so busy. And they start going down that route. And then something, this is not meant to like scare people, but then something bad happens, right? Like, not that they've sinned or anything like that. I'm not talking about that, but something bad happens. And this is even from the people themselves, like who shared, oh, like I was being disobedient, or like, oh, I haven't really been. They know they've like kind of drawn away from God. And they usually, for some reason, they always respond by saying, oh, I think God was punishing me. I think God was teaching me a lesson, like that. But I don't necessarily agree, because just from what I know of God, as a loving father who's not like petty and stuff like that, I don't know if that's necessarily what he's doing, or if it's even him. So what I want to talk about is this issue of covering. And that means kind of like God's protection over you. So if you could turn with me to Psalm 91. And we'll just read the whole chapter. So Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent, for he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high. Because he has known my name, he will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation. So in this verse, or this chapter with David, this is basically talking about God's protection and God's covering. I mean, it's such an encouragement to us who are, I guess, under his covering. And, you know, it seems like we have, if we are under this covering, we really have nothing to fear, number one. He will protect us with angels. He will, basically, no evil will befall you, and you will even tread upon lions and cobras, and serpents, and young lion. Sounds pretty good, right? We definitely want that. With this type of covering and protection, I think we would live life pretty confidently. However, as I talked about, sometimes we are not in that covering. And then when we're not in that covering, we blame God. We're not blame God, but we're like, oh, God's trying to teach me a lesson. And I don't think that's necessarily the case. The illustration I would use is if, for myself, if I have a daughter, her name's Danielle, she's really young right now, but say, as Danielle right now, she is under my covering, she lives under my house, pretty much I will do everything in my power, if she allows it, for me to protect her. Right, I won't let her, you know, take any big risks. If she's on the bed, you know, rolling around and crawling, I'm gonna always watch her, make sure she doesn't roll off and hit her head. You know, even the food, it's like it's all like the best food. Like, well, right now it's all like breast milk. Right now she's just having milk, but eventually, like, we're gonna puree food and it's gonna be like, well, this is more my wife. But it's going to be like all organic. It's going to be freshly made. You know, all to say, I'm going to take really good care of her, right? She's going to get the best treatment. However, like as she grows up one day, and when she is old enough to make her own decisions, and she decides to leave my house and just not take what I teach her and place it in her heart. And she says she goes out and she gets crazy drunk. She excessive drinking. And she's like, oh, all my friends are doing it, so that's what I'm going to do. And then the next day, she has a crazy hangover. So she's feeling miserable. And it'd be ridiculous if she was like, oh, I think the reason I'm experiencing this is because my dad is trying to punish me, right? But it's not because I'm trying to punish her. It's just that the result of her not being under my protection was not that these things could happen, right? But if she is under my protection, under my house, following, I guess, my wisdom, then yes, she would not have had a hungover. So this is similar to the covering when we step out of it. It's not necessarily that God is trying to punish you, but you just stepped out of this protection. And one of the reasons whenever we step out of the covering, quite honestly, and we always come to the conclusion, oh, God is punishing me. God is trying to teach me a lesson, is because we really don't have a relationship with him. We just jump to this conclusion that is based on our guilt, right? So with every situation, we really need to seek the Holy Spirit and see what's really going on. And generally, there can be four things that happen. One is you stepped away from the covering, so you're not protected, and you know some good stuff can happen when you're out of the covering, but some bad stuff can also happen. The second is it could be God's discipline. So it's kind of close to our conclusion that we say it could be a punishment, but the difference with God's discipline is he does it out of love. Like, there's a purpose behind it. He's not just being petty, but he wants to actually teach you something for your own good that's beneficial to you, not him. Thirdly, it could be actually the enemy. It could be a demonic assignment. I know that sounds like a scary word, but the enemy sometimes does have a very specific plan trying to do something you to get the result of to draw you away from God. And the other fourth thing is it could be just life, right? So it could be we just live in a fallen world and you know, sometimes someone's having a bad day, so they might have yelled at you for no reason, even though you didn't do anything and they lost their temper, for example. So the key is you need to ask yourself, ask God, hey, what is going on? Before you jump to a conclusion, figure out what's going on. And generally, whether you've stepped out of the covering, or even sometimes when you've sinned, it always leads to incredible regret as well. Like, oh, why did I do that? Why did I rely on my own strength? Why? Just all this why, right? And you feel terrible. But this is not where God wants you to be. So if you would, actually you don't need to turn there, but this is a verse to encourage those who maybe are filled with regret because of stepping out of that covering or just regret about anything. So in Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14, brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, this is Paul speaking, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. Amen. So this is talking about this is how Paul lives, right? All that regret, all that stuff that has happened that is causing him, I guess, separation and want him to get away from God. He's like, I don't focus on that, and I just focus on God. So yesterday, let me share a testimony. So yesterday, shortly after EMP, I was so hungry. I was so tired. So I decided to go down to McDonald's because I needed some food. I needed some coffee. And in the morning, I'm just zoned out. I'm not like, what's Holy Spirit going to do? What's going on? So I go downstairs to McDonald's, and I order my I order a combo, get the big coffee, and as I'm waiting, And I'm like, you know, on my phone, bloop, 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 like, I'm just waiting for food, so I'm killing time. And I go downstairs. I don't know, not go down, I'm already downstairs. And I, for some reason, I look around, and there's a man right beside me. He's like a Caucasian male, around 40 or 50, and he's wearing like a workout shirt, and he's like kind of big and bulky. But what was kind of caught my eye was he had a cup of coffee, and it was like open, so he had been drinking it, and he had a like a wrapper with the bun, so it was like a McMuffin or whatever, but it was not opened, and it was kind of just sitting there with his elbows on the table, not doing anything, just kind of staring. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, well, for me, it's like, that's so weird. There's food in front of you, and it's getting cold, and you're not eating it. And I was like, I felt the Holy Spirit prompt me, like, you should go talk to him. And I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? So I said, I laid down the fleece. I said, God, if you really want me to talk to him, make him cry. If he cries, I'll go talk to him. And then not even 2 seconds pass. It was like God is having a conversation with me. I say that, and then he picks up a tissue, and he puts it to his eyes, and he goes like that. And then he puts it down, and then he unwraps his wrapper. And I'm like, I think the problem, not the problem, I'm making an excuse, but it happened so fast that I wasn't really prepared in my heart. Like, you know, like if I had kind of like said it like a few times, I'd been observing, like a minute passed, and then it happened, maybe I would have jumped, but it happened so fast, I was like shocked. Like, so here's what I did. I left. And as I was leaving, I was filled with incredible regret. Kind of like, man, Kenny, what is wrong with you? How could you not talk to him? And now, of course, I justify it. Well, I was like, oh, it'd be really socially awkward. Like, what do I say? Like, excuse me, I noticed. I don't even know what to say still. I guess say, hello, how are you? That would be the simple. But anyway, I was filled with such regret. And like, oh, you're so self-centered. Why are you making about yourself? Why do you care, like, how people think about you? Or, you know, all this stuff. Like, oh, God died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for you, but you couldn't even say hello. Just filled with this incredible guilt. So I went upstairs, trying to push it out of my mind. But I couldn't. It was just there. So finally, I confessed. I confessed to Nate. So I went to Nate, and I just told him the story. I was like, oh, this is what happened. I feel so crappy. And then this is what Nate said. He's first like, oh, yeah. Oh, what? Same reaction you guys. What? How could you leave after that instant confirmation? And he says, let's go downstairs right now. Let's go downstairs right now. If he's there, then you should talk to him. And I'm like, nah, he's not going to be there. But if he is, I'm like, oh, okay, let's do this. Okay, let's go down. So we go down, and Nate just wanted to get a coffee anyway. So we go down, and he wasn't there. And so, of course, I'm like, oh, shoot, I totally missed the mark. So my point is, from sharing with Nate, I don't know what it is, like, just from confessing that, basically, I could put it behind me, right? And suddenly, it was all about, I was, like, so pumped up. Even now, I'm, like, pumped up for hopefully another opportunity. And in hindsight, I'm like, oh, you know what? First, I should have operated in obedience. But the second thing that happened, and I think the thing is sometimes we feel like, oh, if I don't do it, no one else do it, is God will still God will still take care of him because God loves this guy, right? But also, it kind of revealed where I was at my heart, right? Because I'm like in a daze, going through my breakfast, my not aware of what's going on, and it realized where my heart was, right? I wasn't really that kingdom ready and kingdom focused. But now, from that experience, from sharing with Nate, I mean, that's, I encourage you for all, especially if you're going through regret or guilt, because we get into this really introspective place, is to share it with a brother or sister, right? And from that, just, it was like a snap of a finger. I was feeling so crappy that instantly my spirit was lifted, and I wanted just to, like, just as this said, this verse says, is I wanted to press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. So let's close our eyes, and if you know that you have stepped out of that covering, whether it be because of self-reliance, whether because of sin, whether it be just life. Before you make your own conclusions, just let the Holy Spirit speak to you right now. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you and confirm. I think first is just let the Holy Spirit speak to you to confirm that you are a son, you're a daughter, that you are loved. And secondly, just what's going on? What is God doing or not doing? And just as Paul made this call on the way to go about life, brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. He doesn't have things together. He doesn't have things figured out. He's not 100%. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. So brothers, sisters, let's press on towards the goal together. Thank you. This song, in the chorus, it says, I will find my strength in the shadow of your wing. And to be in that shadow, first, the wings need to be extended out. And to be in that shadow, you would literally be right under, right? So in some ways, you're right under God's arm. So when we talk about just abiding, that's the closeness. That's the closeness we are seeking after. Not just to see God, not just to be beside God, but to be under His arm, under His embrace. So Father, Lord, we just come today, Lord, and we confess we need your protection, Lord. Under your protection, we are safe. We can be loved by you, Lord. But this protection is not what we seek in itself. This protection is just the result of just being so close and being intimate with you, Lord. This protection is a reflection, Lord, of just the love you have for us as a father. Just as I myself would do everything in my power and desire to protect Danielle, my daughter, Lord, so is your heart to protect just all your sons and daughters here today, Lord. So, Lord, as we draw near to you, would you draw us nearer to you as well, God? We recognize it is not something we can just do on our own. This is relationship, Lord. And what we really want to seek out and what we desire is intimacy with you today, Lord. Let's go to our community prayer focus. I was thinking we could do something a little different for each of the slides today, because I know there's just so many names. Just, you know, ask the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Just to focus on one name up there. And just pray in faith, pray prophetically for that person. Whether it be like their healing or even, you know, just family, encouragement, emotional, spiritual health, all that. Slide. And then just to also point out, as you're praying, and if you get a download, a prophetic word, you can just email those people afterwards, right? And I think it would be really encouragement, not just that receive a prophetic word from you, but also just to know that you're praying. So let's pray for this slide. Also cover those with infirmities.
Continue to this afternoon.
Let's also pray for those who are seeking, looking for jobs. Thursday prayers. Let's first lift up the missions and go to our mission focus. Let's pray for Cambodia as well as Grace, our missionary, and Bloom, the organization she works for. As well as you can just pray for the Bloom team as we are going to be leaving in 2 weeks. So you can just pray for just preparation, especially just prep, a lot of prep to do. And if you can also pray for Japan and Pastor Sophia, who is also there right now, pray for her health especially. Cover IP, Well Cascade. Let's pray for his anointing and protection. Let's also pray for the leaders to really have a vision and a direction of just how to continue to develop, how to continue to grow these ministries. Pray for the educational ministries, Noah's Ark, our Sunday school, SP Youth, and SP University. Let's pray that just all the students would continue to grow in Christ as well as grow in community with each other. Pray for tonight's outreaches, SP Lights, Homie Outreach. Let's pray for those opportune moments, and when those moments come, that people would just boldly step out in faith and not live out in regret. Finally, let's cover the mission trip that's upcoming, Myanmar trip that is from August 9 to 14, and that's led by Jamie. Let's pray for their preparation, good team unity, that they would be able to just hear from Holy Spirit of just what to do, God. Yes, Father, you're good, good, you're good, good Father, Lord. And so grateful that you are a Father who pursues us and whose objective always is to draw us closer, to draw us near you, Lord. And it is never to push us away. It is not to reject us. It is not. So, Lord, we just, even Holy Spirit in us, we ask for that revelation to come. That as sons and daughters, we are accepted. That you always want us more. You want greater intimacy with us. You want to just be so close to us that we would be under your wing. That we would almost be nuzzled just against you in such tenderness and in such intimacy, Lord. So I just pray, Lord, that with that revelation, Lord, today, and as we step into that covering of yours that is a representation of your love, that we would just be free to live, to fulfill your will today, Lord. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. And we just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please continue to spend the quality time, and have a great day.